Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Analyst Meet for Q1 FY23. In this meeting, we are joined by Mr. Arjun Dhawan, Vice Chairman, HEC; Jasprit Bhullar, CEO of HEC E&C; Rahul Rao, who is CFO of HEC; and Mr. Girish Gangal. I'm Santosh Rai. I head the operations and I'm the Chief Business Officer of the company. Let me start the presentation sharing. So I'll start with the order backlog position. We have an order backlog of around 14,875 crore as on 30th June 2022. Again, transport leading the bulk of the order backlog, followed by hydro and then nuclear and special projects. Maharashtra and Uttarakhand continues to be the highest concentration geographical locations where our projects are based. We are continuing with the BD strategy of focusing on high value jobs in urban infra, underground structures and hydropower space, where the company enjoys to have sufficient and leading technical capabilities. Key highlights for the quarter are the consolidated group revenue is at 2229 crores in this quarter versus 2454 of the Q1 FY22. We have a loss of 279 crore in Q1 FY23 versus a profit of 180 crore in Q1 FY22. Standalone E&C turnover is 984 crore versus 1018 of the corresponding previous year's quarter. EBITDA margin are at 10.5% in the current quarter versus 17.1% of Q1 FY22. With the standalone loss of 151 crore in current quarter, compared to a loss of 43 crore in the Q1 FY22. The quarterly performance was impacted largely due to lower than expected turnovers in our mainly in Mumbai projects. And this was largely happened due to protest by fishermen at our coastal road project and also a considerable shortage of the skilled labor for our two large projects in Mumbai. On the other hand, we had a robust performance of the BOT assets with our BFHL registering a impressive growth of 31% in this quarter. And the stake sale of BFHL is on track. I'm happy to report to you also that the debt carve out resolution plan is final with all the lenders. We have definitive documents already signed with 100% of the HEC lenders and the NCD issuance processes have been initiated. Commenting on some of the project progresses, this is DC06, one of our projects in Delhi Metro. So we have done around 54% completion of the overall project. What you see is the upline almost complete and now the track laying works will start. Whereas on the downline, we are continuing with the boring and excavation, erection of segments. Just a minute, please. This is a very interesting project, Anjikhad Cable Stayed Bridge, where we have achieved around 56% of completion. What you are seeing on the screen is the pylon of the project, which is nearly 200 meters tall. That has been completed and now the stay cable erection is in progress. Here you can see the second stay cable erection is in progress and we are continuing ahead with the remaining cables. Another view of the bridge. This is Imphal Road project, where again the project completion is done around 61% and the bituminous and DBM works are ongoing in the stretches wherever the scope is available. Again, this project also suffered a little bit due to untimely rains in this part of the country. Here the rains usually start from June, but this year we witnessed rains coming from April onwards. These are the protection works going on. So here you can see, just, That is for Tehri PSP project, 4 into 250 megawatts. And what you're seeing on the screen is the hydromechanical works in progress for installation of the turbines. Another view of the TRT outlet for the same project. Vishnugarh People Koti, project completion is around 21%. What you are seeing is here is the excavation works, the mining works in progress in the machine hall and the transformer hall. The segment production has already commenced, and you can see the segment stacking is done. And then the TBM, where the TBM has to enter in this location, we have started doing the protection works. Tapovan Vishnugarh, another project with NTPC. Here, the overall completion is 17%. And the TBM portal, what you're seeing here, they were damaged due to the floods in Uttarakhand. The restoration of these TBM portals have been completed, which is a significant step in achieving the further progress. This is the other site from where we are doing the tunnel using drill and blast method. Nikachu, this project is in Bhutan, where we have completed 85% of the overall project, and the dam concreting has been completed around 96%. Again, the HRT works, and these are some of the completed pictures of the tunnel. Headrest tunnel also has been completed to a significant portion, almost 8 kilometers completed out of 12 kilometers. Powerhouse complex is getting ready for receiving the equipments. This is the one of the longest, I won't say one of the longest, the longest tunnel for the railways, which we are completing now. And overall project completion has already been achieved 76% with the lining works in progress for the main tunnel and escape tunnel now. Some bridges are also a part of the scope where we have the works are already started. Here our scope is still the substructure, which we are completing, and the superstructures will be done by different agencies. So you can see here on the screen these bridges where substantial part has been completed. This is again another station works which is in progress, and here again we are working in a, this is an additional scope which the client has given as a part of additional variations to the work. Unit 7 and 8 of RAPP, with the project now almost 97% completion, we are looking at the final completion in a very short time. This is a location where HCC has done all the units. I mean, what we are doing right now is Unit 7 and 8, but here Unit 1, 2, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, everything is done by HCC. Some of the pictures of the work in progress where we are doing the outer containment dome and the ring beam works. This is again a project for Department of Atomic Energy, which is a BARC Tarapur complex. So these facilities are created for nuclear fuel recycling, and these are quite technically challenging structures, which the company is doing. We have achieved 70% completion for this project. Another picture showing the amount of reinforcement and other detailings. Coming to Mumbai Metro, here the overall project stands completed till 67%. The main station, the CST station of this project, is almost 80% complete, and now we have started the finishing works. The tunneling is almost completed here. After this, the Girgaon station is located in a challenging location in terms of traffic and everything. Here also we have done 27% work. Grant Road, the percentage complete is 57%, and the inside NATM platform widening works are in progress. Kalba Devi station again is located in a congested location. We have achieved 53% completion. Update on Coastal Road, the overall project stands completed 42% with lot of reclamation works almost completed. And now the major focus is on bridge works. Unfortunately, the progress on the bridge works is hampered due to the protest by fishermen community in the local area, as they are agitating for a longer span, because of which we are not able to carry out the works where the scope is available in the marine portion. Other than that, the other works like preparing for the segments and other things is in progress. Now, coming to debt resolution, I think the update with respect to the previous developments is that 100% of the lenders have signed their definitive documents and the NCD issuance process is initiated. Rest all details remain same to what we have shared in the past. Financial performance for the quarter one, I leave the numbers for all of you to read through it. We will come back on any specific question you have. Concessions business, as we discussed previously, we are seeing a good PCO growth in this quarter, almost a 34% jump, because we had some downfall during the COVID period. Even if we adjust for that period, we still can see a growth of 13%. Construction margins are impacted due to early monsoon, but completion target remains unchanged. And we are working on identifying new opportunities to rebuild the portfolio. We have already submitted our first bid in the previous quarter. Performance for the Steiner, our subsidiary in Switzerland, we have, as on 30th June 2022, order backlog of around 7,400 crores. There was an order intake for almost 804 crore in this quarter, as compared to nearly 1881 crore in quarter FY22. The financial numbers are there on the screen. The temporary loss is being reported due to some accounting standards, which we are following here. Thank you, and now we can take the questions.
You may please raise your hand so that I can allow you to speak. Sandeep Sabharwal, please go ahead.
Yeah, so one question is that since the debt resolution has got delayed a lot, so every quarter you are reporting some 240 odd crores of interest costs. So actually the resolution was almost complete a year and a half back. So what happens to this interest cost? So it gets accumulated in your debt, or how does it happen?
Girish, can you please take up this question?
This interest cost will, along with the debt, will get transferred once this resolution plans is executed in full. Right now, as Santosh has mentioned, that the documents have been already been signed and NCD process has been issued. When the NCD process gets completed, the entire interest cost, which is accumulated till date, as well as the debt, which is likely to get transferred, will get transferred to SPV. The past will not get transferred. Past will get transferred, but the impact will be seen only from third quarter. Reduction of interest in the results.
No, my question was that if the resolution happened in March 2021, then for the next 4-5 quarters, the interest cost which is coming in your P&L, that would all have reduced already. So now this will get added into your overall debt, which is getting transferred. So that is what I want to understand.
Interest cost did not get reduced because till the time resolution plans is completed, interest remains in my accounts. Okay. As and when this will get transferred, all the accumulated interest unpaid till date will get transferred to the SPV along with the debt. So impact will be seen in the results only post third quarter.
But that will have to be paid by you subsequently.
That is through the resolution process, the agreements, whatever you have done. Just now, you might have seen the slide. It is a staggered payment in the SPV starting from 2026 to 2030.
Okay, and the second question is that since you said that you will be starting to bid for new projects, what's the kind of pipeline you see and any orders where you are L1?
Sandeep, as of moment, we have a very robust pipeline is what I can say to you, that we are looking to bid in the areas which we've identified, volumes around 15 to 20,000 crores is what we are looking to bid for. We are not L1 in any of the jobs as of now, but we have a bid under evaluation, which is around 4,000 crore. That evaluation is ongoing. At the same time, we have identified a couple of large opportunities where the company enjoys sufficient strength, and we are pursuing those opportunities.
Okay, my last question is that historically we've seen that HCC has been one of the oldest construction companies, but also a company where a lot of your projects go into arbitration, etc., because of cost escalations, and then you have to fight a lot to get that money back. So is there any change in the way you are going to bid for projects in the future so that you don't get into surprise losses and arbitration processes which go on for years?
Yeah, so here also again, Sandeep, you are right in the sense that it's a function of actually what kind of contract conditions are you bidding with. Fortunately, the government has taken a lot of positive steps in this direction. So today, when we are getting into the bids, lot of clearances, prior permissions and other things which are necessary, the government is taking it upfront. Land acquisition is also being taken to a greater extent. And also the financial support which are required for the projects are being secured by the client. I mean to say the financial closure of those things are done in a very prudent manner. These, coupled with these, the new contract dispute resolution mechanisms or dispute avoidance mechanisms are being built into contracts. So we are largely choosing such contracts where such frameworks are existing, which allows us to settle small matters or matters of technical complexity within the currency of the contract, so that neither the client nor us get into this time-consuming litigation processes. So that's our clear take on this matter, and we are prudently getting only after such bids.
And how much would the interest cost reduce to on a quarterly basis once the resolution goes through?
Girish, you'll have to answer.
Roughly 100.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Mohit Kumar, can you please unmute and...
Hi, good evening, sir. And my question is on the restructuring which is happening.
Mohit, you're on mute.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. And my question on the restructuring, where are we right now in the sense, when do you expect it to close? And let's say it gets closed in the next for 3 to 4 weeks, post which, when do you think will be where we can start participating in the bids full-fledged, in the sense we start taking the order in our own books, and we'll have all the BG and pay and whatever required for the bidding. I mean, say, what is the timeline? What is the steps required to get back on the track? Yeah, next, as far as bidding is concerned.
So, Mohit, I think...
No problem. Santosh, you go ahead.
Yeah. You have seen that as far as the resolution plan is concerned, 100% of the lenders have signed the definitive agreements. And then we are already into the process of completing the other administrative formalities, for which I think we expect this to be closed very shortly. That's number one thing. But the important thing is, as you are asking that when we'll start bidding. In fact, we are already on with the bidding activities for the identified projects. We do expect that by the time these bids are coming to fruition, we will be having sufficient bonds and BGs available in our hand to take care of these obligations.
So Mohit, you said it right. You've got about 4 to 5 weeks to go. There's just a SEBI approval that's pending. And after that, as far as the new business is concerned and our plans as far as operations are concerned, we're looking at September onwards.
Secondly, on the Cube cash flow, has everything come? Everything came into the company, or is there something which is still pending?
No, that's gonna. That's a. That, again, it's the same answer to the question. Is another 4 to 5 weeks on that as well, and our balance sheet will reflect that liquidity by the end of this quarter. So we're expecting that either end of August or probably first couple of weeks of September is when we're looking to finally close that. The only thing really is pending there is our NHI approval. And as far as the closure formalities, I mean, we've already closed all the commercials. The documentation is just in fine-tuning stages, and it's just formalities that are required for the final closure.
How much the money we are looking at?
I think we've already issued a press release on that front. We're looking at. I think we've communicated that this was a 900 crore. Net, and we're, you know, obviously enterprise value is much higher than that, but we're looking at a 900 crore transaction in which 300 crores of which is a securitization of a future revenue share, which is available to us as a loan. So that's a liquidity that we can draw down immediately. But the 600 crores, which is the base equity that we will receive from this, is monies that we will come into the group.
Understood, sir. Thank you, and best of luck, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Mohit.
Neil Lahataji, if you can please unmute and start.
Thank you. My first question is just to understand the process a bit. See, when I see some of these large bids being awarded, typically the work on the bid starts 6 months after the award. I just want to understand what goes during the 6 months and why does it take such a long time to start the bids, typically in the road sector and other sectors?
Anil, these bids which are there are largely design and build contracts. Mm-hmm. So in fact, whenever you, let's say you have won a bid today, this initial period you spend largely into planning, setting up the facilities at site, which will help you to do the main work. And in during this period, you are also closing all your design works. That what design works in terms of preparing the design, taking the intermediates approval, and also taking the final approvals. Post that only you can actually start working on any permanent structure. So this 4 to 6 months kind of period usually goes into this preparation.
So that is a fair period according to you?
Yes.
Given the world.
Yes, yes. And for large jobs, it can be even bigger.
Okay, understood. The other question I have is partially answered, but just to understand it better, what will be the pro forma debt component after Q2 once this agreement is signed and everything done, and the pro forma interest cost? So I heard the interest cost will be 1,000 crores, right?
No. I think what Mr. Gangal said, that the interest cost will go down by 100 crores quarter on quarter.
So what will be the, then it is around like 140 crores?
That's right.
Girish, please go ahead.
Yeah, roughly 140 to 150. That's right.
Okay, and what will be the pro forma debt on the books then? It will be like 5,000-6,000 crores.
No. Yeah, lesser than that. It will be if you take only fund based debt, it will be lesser than 6,000. It will be roughly 3,500.
Okay, thank you.
Ashish ji, can you unmute and start? Ashish ji, please, we can't hear you.
Ashish, we can't hear you.
Sandeep, why don't you come back to Ashish?
Okay. Anybody else?
Maybe I can ask a follow-on question.
Hello.
Chetan.
Can you hear me now?
Hello.
Yeah, Chetanji, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to, what's the thought process of doing QIP issue now at this stage?
So it's, I think that what we have discussed in the board is that it's just an enabling resolution for us to keep that option open. We've actually had interest in investment in the company. And to be very frank, while we, from a cash flow perspective, have our planning for the next, you know, number of years well thought out, including return of capital from subsidiaries, including our monetization plan, our operations and our business development growth, we don't want to miss the growth opportunities that we are seeing in the next couple of years. And it's really growth that is going to generate the kind of performance that we would like. So, you know, should the opportunity exist, and for us to, in an environment where we're seeing volatility in commodity prices, we're seeing obviously the world from a capital perspective has become a little more uncertain. I think that we want to actually have this cushion, you know, to be extremely comfortable should we choose to execute on.
So it's not as if we are going to do the QIP now only.
No, we're taking that resolution in place now. And as I said, I think that we will just keep an eye out for opportunities. There are some, you know, extremely large projects that we have our eye on. The entire purpose of the QIP would actually have proceeds for growth capital. Right. And there are some other strategic opportunities that we have been offered or faced with. And so I think that, you know, as far as creating shareholder wealth and value is concerned, we see this potentially as an accretive way to do that. So it's an option that we'd like to have in place.
Okay.
Anybody else, please raise your hand. Or Ashish, if you can.
Hi, Sandeep. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. There was some problem. And now, quickly wanted to check with you that on this QIP, and I think going back to the last question, Arjun answered it a little bit. But from a timing perspective, are you looking at doing it prior to closure of the bank restructuring or post that? Because obviously, once the bank restructuring is done, one would expect a re-rating of the company once you're able to put out your September numbers.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct, right? I mean, I think first of all, we're a few weeks into closing our reorganization of our debt. That will lead to the substantial deleveraging pro forma. About three to three and a half thousand crores of debt will leave our balance sheet, and the interest cost, you know, for that will also basically move off. It'll provide us with a lighter structure. Our earnings will be considerably, as a result, higher. We have our eye, as Santosh has said, on new jobs. A lot of work over the last 12 months has gone into identifying exactly those jobs that we want to target and win. And we recognize the fact that any dilution of an existing shareholder base needs to be done at what we consider to be an appropriate valuation. And so we will do that when we actually feel that that makes sense. And clearly the goal is to actually have that re-rating done, as you talked about, and then some few other positive events also basically happen alongside some of the strategic interests that we're considering as well.
Sure. And in terms of liquid Lavasa resolution, any further headway or is that still a work in progress?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? What?
I didn't. Lavasa resolution?
Lavasa?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Resolution.
The Lavasa NCLT.
Resolution. You know, well, I mean, you know, it, we've, you probably get more information on that than we do. Unfortunately, the IBC process, as you well know from a law perspective, keeps it's a creditor in possession process. We get the information from a public perspective as quickly as you do. I think our interest in this to see a resolution is is simply because we were one of the promoters, key shareholders in Lavasa, and this was one of the brainchilds that so we obviously want to see this succeed, right? I think that my information is as recent as yours is, which is and a buyer has been identified and shortlisted, and the NCLT now needs to actually just finalize and put all the check marks on it. My finance team, does anybody have any further details as to where that process is? Maybe, in fact, what we can do is offline, just come back to you on that answer, Ashish.
Thanks, Arjun. That will be helpful because it can also kind of take away any potential rollback of your...
Yeah, but this is there's a little bit of a misconception that there is any impact from that. There's, as far as Lavasa is concerned, we took every rupee of write-off at the time the Lavasa went to IBC, both from a debt and equity perspective. And so as far as any recourse is concerned, monetarily or otherwise, there is no blowback as far as that is concerned. And, but you're right. I mean, I think that perhaps that perception also will go away once this resolution is complete. And certainly we will communicate that to you as early as we have any further information.
Sure. Thanks. Look forward to connecting with you guys offline. Thanks, Arjun, and all the best.
No, it's a pleasure. All the best to you as well. Maybe. Just a one point that I wanted to just also add, Sandeep's question, which was the first question, all the interest that has been accruing since we have started this plan will move off balance sheet. So you will have noticed that our debt numbers have slightly crept up. We've seen debt repay down in the group level, but some of these debt numbers have crept up. All of this will move off balance sheet. And as far as the requirement to repay this, obviously we're entirely committed to do so, and there's enough asset cover to do that in the SPV. The arbitration awards alongside which this debt will move off also carry interest and post-award interest. So it's a wash. I mean, effectively the assets and the liabilities are growing. In fact, the assets are growing at a higher rate of interest. The arbitration awards carry with them post-award interest until they're paid. That interest is accruing at a higher rate than the cost of the debt. So in fact, from a point of view of even though the resolution plan has got delayed, the fact is that the asset cover, which is also growing at a rate that is higher than the rate of the debt, is going to ensure that it's a positive equity for us in the long term. When this debt finally in the SPV gets repaid, we will see a considerable amount of the net asset cover that remains come back to ACC.
Anilji, you may please go ahead.
Yeah, again, I joined the call a bit late, so I might have missed it. Are you planning any sort of acquisitions because you are doing this QIP and some targeted assets or some targeted capabilities or something like that?
Absolutely not. I think that, our clear focus is entirely on our core engineering and construction business and the growth that we and the opportunities we see clearly in jobs where effectively frankly, competitive pressures are less. We've got, in fact, the areas in which HCC has a core expertise really don't have more than a few bids, from our peer group. And so really that is the clear area of focus. And, when we look at an order booking, which runs into at least maybe for half the year remaining, but for a full year, we're looking at order bookings over 12 months that range anywhere between 6,000 to 9,000 crores, really we're looking at 6 or 7, just very, very key profitable jobs where EBITDA margins run into the mid-teens and really where competitive intensity is very less and where we are one of the very, very few people that are qualified for those jobs. So I think we see, even if you look at India's entire infrastructure program, I mean, we're very privileged to be part of that. We have, even if the government ends up doing even half of the approximately $1 trillion, I mean, we're talking about over the next 5 years, our addressable market is so huge, we have enough opportunities to choose from, and that's really where we're going to earn, you know, our return on capital.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting. And just as a follow-up, last quarter, we also talked about like the use of the Steiner subsidiary that we have. And you were also sort of contemplating that maybe you need to increase focus on the building kind of projects, the iconic buildings that get made. So is that a part of the program still that you are trying to?
That absolutely is. And I do expect that in this next 1 year, you will see us actually win more jobs on the building construction side. It's a good diversification from our heavy civil business. In fact, Steiner India has actually just recently won in this last quarter a very nice contract. You know, we've not shared that in our analyst presentation. Maybe we should have, but you know, we will see that contribute, I think, to the top line, the bottom line gradually over the next few years, as far as India is concerned. It is certainly, if you look at any large diversified construction business, I think that it is wise for us to actually have building construction as an important part of that. I think that what's interesting for us is that the traditional building construction market has not been as attractive to us in the past, because, you know, a lot of developers or clients have really wanted, you know, core and shell separated from a turnkey solution in providing a really top-class building product. But as I think India becomes a little more world-class in the kind of buildings that it requires, both from a turnkey perspective, but also from a quality and green perspective, I think that we have a lot more to offer. Also along the fact that where India urbanizes and in civil infrastructure actually gets combined with real estate solutions, that is also an area where we actually have a lot of interest, and we've seen a lot of clients approach us to actually take on opportunities there.
Sounds good. All the best. I hope once the debt resolution is over, we will be able to set out on the path for the lost glory that was there in with HCC. And that's all I look forward to. Thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you very much for your best wishes.
Gentlemen, if there are no further questions, we would like to close the meeting.
Mayank.
Okay.
Mayank. Yeah. Hi, Arjun. Good evening. I have a couple of questions. One thing I observe is like a promoter has sell the 2% like share value this quarter. So can you throw some light on that? And also, like, I see like margins are substantially impacted. That was only due to the fisherman agitation, or is there some reason, like we see like because 10% EBITDA margin this quarter, so we are seeing the effect in the results.
So let's start with the last question first. We've had a change in government in Maharashtra. There's, you know, leading up to this, there had been a little bit of a delay in resolving this issue. Clearly the commissioners involved, in fact, you know, all the political parties involved now want to have a clear resolution to this. It's a bit of a deja vu situation for us post Bandra Worli. But as far as the resolution is concerned, we're very, very close to, I think, a solution on this. Santosh, if you want to just jump in on that and just give a little color. This is actually, so a lot of the work, a lot of the momentum on the work had actually happened leading up to this last quarter, where effectively the piles that we needed to complete that were located very, very near where the fishing village is, yes, has actually prevented us from doing that. And, you know, so the goal was to obviously find an amicable solution rather than actually have police cover, et cetera, and you know, the work effectively, the progress in this quarter was largely affected by that. I think that what we certainly expect, and Santosh, correct me if I'm wrong, in fact, Santosh has had a meeting just with the commissioner a couple of days ago, that we expect a resolution of this matter in the next, you know, hopefully 30 to 45 days, yes, post which I think we will see the substantial pickup in the progress of the project as well.
That's right, sir.
As far as the shareholding of the family is concerned, the promoter group is concerned, as you're well aware, during the rights issue, there was a underwriting by the promoter group in subscribing to a majority of that rights issue. Nearly, in fact, it was underwritten, and the promoter group did take on at that time a bit of leverage for the purposes of underwriting that. And it's been now a few years since that has happened, and it was a natural progression along with our counterparty to say, okay, look, we need to actually have some of that deleveraging take place. That's a very natural process. It was something that, frankly, I'd love to see every share withheld, you know, as far as the group is concerned, as far as the promoter group is concerned. But this was actually an inevitable aspect of something that was pre-agreed a number of years ago when the rights issue was done, and the promoter shareholding in that, in fact, was increased from 26% to 36%, you know, today. So this reduction is just a function of that timeline now actually having got to the point where we need to actually have some of that addressed, and that was undertaken by our counterparty, and it was something that we had to respect.
Thanks, Arjun, for detailed elaboration. And one more final question is, like, do we have RBI approved for debt resolution plan, or are we just waiting for RBI approval also?
No, there's no RBI requirement at all. So RBI, okay, as a regulator, only provides guidance to the banks in terms of how resolution plans can actually get done. And, you know, no RBI approval is ever required for the completion of a resolution plan. In this particular case, because there are debentures being issued, so in fact, the debt that is now moving to the SPV will actually be converted into debentures. And so SEBI approval is required for the issuance of these debentures. And so what we're in the process of doing in the next week is going through the very simple logistics of deed of hypothecation, debenture trust deeds, being uploaded, and, you know, we're having some concern that the MCA website is going to be undergoing some maintenance for 2 weeks. So in fact, the irony is that we're all done, but we're just waiting for, you know, the uploading of that, of those documents, the approval to come through, and that's it. Everything's all done.
Okay, so I can say that another couple of weeks, everything is done.
I'm hopeful that in the next 4 to 5 weeks is what we expect, and I want to be a little conservative here, that we will be fully through.
All right, thanks, Arjun. Because we had a similar kind of approach last quarter, and we were about weeks, but it has taken a quarter.
In fact, to be very fair, last quarter we did not. While 100% of our lenders had approved, and look, believe me, I mean, the one thing that we've been painfully working on is we required the signature from every lender, and in fact, we had one lender who required their board approval even to sign the document. I mean, you know, so we had to wait for that one lender. We lost 2 weeks. So, I mean, the point is that we've had to logistically go through climb a pretty tall mountain in getting all these things in India, as you can appreciate, after everything that's happened in the banking sector over the last number of years. Every T has to be crossed, every I has to be dotted. And, you know, I would have loved for this process to actually become 10 times as fast. And it should be, and hopefully should be, for the sake of our country. But we've had to kind of go through a longer logistical process. So.
But all right. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Arjun. All the best.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Any more questions?
Sandeep, I think we have no more questions. Thank you, gentlemen, for this attending the meet, and look forward to see you in the next quarter. Thank you.